Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
The conservative choice for Corporation Commission is clear. That choice, Kim David. Kim David will be an advocate for your Oklahoma conservative values. Kim knows how important low energy costs are to businesses and Oklahoma families. These are pocketbook issues that require strong, consistent conservative leadership. Vote Kim David on June 28th.
Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Paid for by Energy Engaged. 500 Northeast 4th Street, Suite 200, Oklahoma City, 73104. 405-942-2334.
Crop progress numbers out yesterday afternoon showing that we're making some good progress in getting some of these spring planted crops in the ground. We're up to 72% nationally of the U.S. corn crop now planted. That's a jump of 23 percentage points in the last week. We're still about 7 points behind the five-year average of 79%, but catching up. Meanwhile, soybeans up to 50% planted nationally, up 20 percentage points in the last week. That's 5 points behind the five-year average of 55%. Cotton crop nationally, 54% now planted at 17% more than last week's percentage and 3% ahead of the five-year average. Meanwhile, grain sorghum is 33% planted now nationally, 7% more than a week ago, 2% less than the five-year average. Let's talk about the winter wheat crop, if we might. We're looking right now at nationally the winter wheat crop at 28% in good to excellent shape. One of the worst crops that we've had at this stage of the game since 1989. Meanwhile, we've got in Oklahoma, 10% of the Oklahoma wheat crop is rated in good to excellent shape. That's down 3 points from a week ago. Looks like Texas unchanged at 5% good to excellent shape and 79% poor to very poor. Kansas, 25% of crop is now good to excellent shape, up 1 point from a week ago. Meanwhile, first harvest report of the season for the winter wheat crop for the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. No percentage of crop harvested at this point. We're just really getting started in the southwestern counties. And early indications are yields anywhere from teens all the way up to about 40 bushels. For the most part, low to mid-20s are what most fields are averaging at this point. We've got proteins from 11 to 13% reported. Test weights from 58 to 61 pounds. One of the segments of the crop progress report that we like to catch you up on a regular basis are those pasture and range conditions, and they seem to be treading water compared to a week earlier. We're at 22% nationally of our pasture range conditions rated in good to excellent shape. That's unchanged from a week ago. That's about 6 points under that of a year ago. Texas still at 9% now, 9% versus 10% a week ago, in good to excellent shape, 76% poor to very poor. In fact, that Texas pasture range rating, worst spot in the country. Oklahoma, 31% in good to excellent shape now. That's down 7 points from a week ago. Kansas, 30%. That's steady with a week ago. Pasture range ratings for Kansas. You've got farm news on Ron.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
And that's the latest on our agriculture news. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Hall of Fame farm broadcaster Ron Hayes reporting.